it out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Okay, we've got a great show planned for you today, as usual. During the first hour, we will have Brooks Kubik on. We're going to talk about this phenomenon. We've kind of touched on it in past shows. We're going to delve deeper into it. Counterintuitive training, what it means, how to make better progress. Is, you know, people have been searching forever. Back in the day of Arthur Jones, they were searching for what is the minimal amount of work that needs to be done to get the maximum response. We're going to be discussing this in great length here during the first hour. During the second hour, taking longevity in a totally different direction. You do everything right. You eat right. You exercise. You get proper sleep. You use telomere activators. You use peptides. You're reversing the clock. And then something shortens your life, something outside of your control. We're going to talk about self-defense today. I think it's important, especially in what's going on in the country right now. That's going to be with Jeff Anderson during the second hour. Okay, welcome back to the show, Brooks Kubik. How are you?
Carl, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great, and good news. I will have the intro done this week for the new Physical Culture radio show.
Well, that's super. That is really going to be something to watch for, but I guess to listen for.
Listen for, there you go. You know, we have two shows we're launching in February, as promised. We're launching the new Physical Culture radio show hosted by Brooks. And then, of course, we're also launching the My Quest for the Perfect Body, which will be hosted by Mark Dame, which is going to be strictly a show about nutrition for those of you who want to have the perfect body. And there will be training and exercise modalities there in there as well. That's going to be more mainstream of a show as well. But anyway, okay, so let's get right to this. It's a really important discussion, and I really haven't given this much thought. And even though we have talked about it on the show ad infinitum over the number of years that I've been doing this show, it wasn't until I finished reading Randy Roach's most current volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors when I learned about Arthur Jones's quest to find the most efficient way to build the most amount of muscle with the least amount of work, that I started to think more and more about this. So first of all, let's do two things, please, as the historian of the show, okay, the physical culture historian. Let's address two things. First of all, let's address the Colorado experiment, which we know there were some sleight of hand and flaws in that one. But then let's move forward to Arthur Jones's interactions with what military school was that again? It was West Point. Okay.
West Point.
What happened at the Colorado experiment?
Well, I'm tempted to say nobody knows,
because there was some sleight of hand there. The truth of the matter is that Arthur Jones whittled himself down by mere starvation, as did what's his name, the big guy that was in that
Casey Viator,
who had an accident, a car accident or something, that laid him off for a while, and he just took advantage of this and went ahead and literally starved himself for a while and lost a bunch of weight, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, Casey Viator was a very massively muscular, mesomorphic Mr. America winner, the youngest Mr. America winner in history. He won at age 19, and he didn't just win; he was light years ahead
dominant.
Of his competition.
Oh,
competition.
My God.
Yeah, he was dominant.
Yeah.
And he was working for Arthur Jones at the Nautilus facility in DeLand, Florida. The story was that he was working with metal, cutting something, I think, and he cut one of his fingers off, or
there
cut the tip of a finger off.
Right, okay. tip of the finger, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, and supposedly, and again, I say supposedly because I wasn't there, I'm just recounting what the storyline was. The storyline was, had an adverse reaction to a tetanus shot or some other kind of shot, couldn't train for a while, lost a lot of weight, and at that point, Jones had been planning to do an experiment where Jones would go to Colorado State University, train for a month on nothing but Nautilus machines, and see how much weight and muscle and strength he could gain in a short period of time.
Now, wait, and, but it needs to be injected here. That it wasn't just Nautilus machines, but it was his high-intensity protocol that he had developed, which was basically one set to complete concentric muscular failure, and then you move on to something else. You do it's a density approach as well, because you're doing a lot of different movements, but you're doing them just to one set of complete concentric muscular failure, correct?
Well, again, yes and no. I'm going to take issue with Arthur Jones developed this, and we can talk about that later. The idea was he's going to do 8 to 12 exercises, all on Nautilus machines, and they're all going to go to failure. At the time, they were doing a lot of negative and negative accentuated training, and so a lot of the workouts were, a lot of the exercises were done negative only to negative failure, or negative accentuated to negative accentuated failure as they understood it at the time. And let me define those terms real quick so the listeners know what we're talking about. You do a barbell curl. You start with the arms extended. You lift the weight. You curl the weight up to your shoulders. That is a concentric or positive movement. Then when you lower the weight back to the starting position, that is an eccentric or negative movement. Now, Arthur Jones had an idea, and other people had had the same idea in the past, but he really
there was a guy that wrote about this, I want to say back in the 1800s, this approach to what ended up evolving into the high intensity training. I can't remember his name, but Randy talks about him in the book as well.
Well, again, the high intensity training is working incredibly intensely hard on a limited number of exercises and a limited number of sets. Classic high intensity training is very little different than the traditional breathing squat program, where you build your routine around one set of 20 reps in the breathing squat with as much weight as you can possibly humanly handle. That's high intensity training. And that's been around since at least the 1930s in a big way in the United States.
Right.
But what had happened, beginning in the 50s, you started to have volume training. You started to have people who were doing day-long workouts. They were doing nothing but training. They're working out for hours and hours every day, 6 days a week. And, of course, when you do that, you're not working at absolute maximum levels of intensity. You can't possibly do it. You have to do, you know, you can train hard, you can train heavy, but you're not training at absolute maximum.
Right.
Okay, now Arthur Jones resurrected the old school idea of doing short, hard, heavy, intense workouts. And he wrapped them around his Nautilus machines. And an interesting observation that was made at the time by Ellington Darden, who ended up being associated with Jones and Nautilus, you know, Darden at one point in time made a comment to the effect of, you know, how much of it is the equipment and how much of it is Arthur Jones making these guys work like heck? You know, is it Jones is pushing or is it the equipment? But anyhow, so Jones is selling the Nautilus machines. He's selling this theory of high intensity training. And one reason that he's doing that, of course, is he's trying to sell the Nautilus machines to a different crowd. Not the bodybuilding crowd, which is perfectly happy to train 2 to 4 hours, 6 times, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Right.
But to the sports crowd, football coaches, who are trying to find a way to let their athletes do their skill work, practice football, and still do strength training. And Jones said, hey, I've got a way you can do it. You know, you can have a great workout in 25 minutes, twice a week, that's all it takes. So, you know, he was selling that, and he was also selling to the fitness crowd, to Mr. and Mrs. Average American, you can go get a great workout in 20 or 25 minutes, and you can do that 2 or 3 times a week, and you'll be in great shape, blah, blah, blah. And again, he was trying to sell something that appealed to a much larger audience than the traditional bodybuilding audience. So he's progressing through this, and he seizes on something that people had known about, but very, very few people had ever really seriously practiced because of some practical difficulties. And that was focusing on the negative or eccentric portion of a repetition.
In fact, prior to that, there was actually exercise equipment that promoted that the negative portion of the exercise was unimportant, and they used almost a unidirectional hydraulic type system, correct?
Yeah, it was friction-based exercise, and it was because it was friction-based, you only had resistance when you were moving, when you were pulling or pushing against the resistance. That's friction.
Right.
You have to be moving. You have to be doing positive
but
movement.
There was actually equipment that that was unidirectional. In other words, it was a hydraulic product that when you pushed against it, it gave you resistance. But when you returned, there was no resistance at all. So that this and back then it was almost the assumption was that the only productive work was when you were working in the concentric direction, not the eccentric direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Jones did, Jones said, gee, I wonder what happens if we accentuate the negative, which was the title of one of his articles.
Which basically means just in some cases, it just means slowing it down and resisting the negative more instead of letting the weight go on its own and just guiding it back to where it started, right?
Well, he had different ways of doing it. What they really got interested in initially was a pure negative resistance movement where the weight would be lifted into the finishing position of say a press, and then the lifter would very slowly, taking 8 to 10 seconds, lower the weight as slowly as possible, resisting the force of the weight as much as possible.
Right.
And they found that you were stronger, you could lower more weight than you could lift. You could lower about 30% more.
Right.
And so the idea was maybe this is a really good way to build strength and muscle. And Jones came out with claims where he said Casey Viator, for example, could get a much better workout in 10 or 15 minutes of negative-only resistance than he would get in his normal positive and negative workouts, the ones that he used to win the Mr. America contest.
Right.
So there were some wild claims, and people started, you know, they got on the negative resistance bandwagon. The problem with negative resistance is how do you get the weight up to the finished position of the lift?
Well, and I don't want to belabor this too long. We have to go into a break, but in actuality, some of his early prototype machines were designed to just do that. They were designed to just be negative only machines, number one. And number two, he also developed machines that were designed to have a pre-exhaust. So it would be like a fly machine with a press machine where you would pull the arms up and do the fly first to pre-exhaust the pecs, and then
right.
You would do your pressing movement. But here's what I want to get into.
Okay.
This is all great information, but it's leading us to one place. And the place that I want to start thinking about and talking about when we come back from the break is it necessary? Forget about the word necessary. I'm sorry, Brooks. Is it optimal to get into the gym and train for an hour, hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes, if your goals are to increase strength, increase muscle size, and actually reduce body fat? What is the medical orthodoxy, they like to use a term with drugs, the lowest effective dose. What is the lowest effective dose when it comes to training? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. You can learn more about Brooks Cubic by going to his website, BrooksCubic, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5388. 1-800-875-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
People are always going to Superhuman Radio to find the old episodes with Brooks Kubik in them. And here's one from October of 2010, Brooks, that someone just commented on yesterday. This is by Bill Hinburn. I've known Brooks Kubik for decades. His knowledge of what works and what doesn't for people of all ages is unsurpassed. Pay close attention and learn from one of the very best in the strength training world. How do you like that? That's from October 2010. They're still listening to that show.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Now, you know who Bill Hinburn is?
No, I don't.
Well, Bill Hinburn has a website, www.superstrengthtraining.com, and what he does and what he's been doing since I was in high school, and I'm 55 now, so he's been doing this a long time. He sells magnificent reprints of old books and courses.
Really?
Yeah. If you've never been to Bill Hinburn's website, it's www.superstrengthtraining.com. You owe it to yourself to go there. He's got all of the impossible-to-find collector's edition old courses, old books. He reprints them. They're not e-books. They're paper and pencil, or they're ink on paper, beautiful, magnificent books and courses. Very reasonably priced, and I mean, you know, if you want to start a strength training library, that's the way to do it. And I've been doing that since I was 15 years old. Started buying stuff from Bill Hinburn. The first one I bought was a course of training, Strength and Bulk Training by Reg Park.
Wow, that is so cool. Who knew? Wow. So there you go. And he's listening to Superhuman Radio. So maybe he'll start producing copies of my show someday after I pass on. All right, so let's get back into this discussion. This is something that I discovered. So after reading about Arthur Jones and making a commitment to get back into the gym and training again, I started to think what I've been doing in the past really hasn't worked fantastic. I mean, I've gained strength, I've gained size, but it's never been something that has astonished me or I feel has been complementary to my genetics, because I have good genetics. I should be bigger and stronger for the amount of work that I do. And then recently on an episode of the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy, Wade Johnson mentioned, I want to say, a guy named Gary Franks, who's a world-class powerlifter. And, I mean, the guy is just immensely strong. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to Wade and said, you know, his training changed when he started to do the math, when he started adding up all the weight that he was moving on a week-in, week-out basis, the tonnages that he was moving. And he realized that he was driving himself into the ground, and he backed off, and his strength progressed even faster. And then I looked at, the fact that I have been keeping a new training diary, and I've been using this Bulgarian approach to adding up the amount of weight that I move and then coming up with a coefficient of the average amount of weight per minute I've moved. And I've been striving to increase that coefficient amount, week in, week out. And that's when it dawned on me. I started to experiment by taking a little of Jones and taking what Wade said and taking what I've known in the past and kind of pulling it all together. And so what I have been experimenting with is fewer sets done faster. So I'm applying the principle of density. But I've eliminated the, let's say, for lack of better terms, the less productive sets. You know, like, in other words, if I was going to do a hammer strength bench press, I would start out with one plate on each side and do maybe 20 reps that were very simple. I'd put two plates on each side and do 20 reps. They were still fairly simple. Then I'd go to three plates and then maybe four plates, and that's where I'd stop. I eliminated the first two sets. I went right to two plates and then four plates and used everything I had on that last set to try to experiment with the HIIT approach, and also focused on my negatives. I didn't just let the weight flail back. I controlled it and even used occasional momentary static at the end and held it there for a count of three or four, and then moved on to my next movement. So two sets moved on, two sets move on, two sets move on, doing my whole workouts in 17 to 20 minutes quite often, and looking at my coefficient, and the numbers are going up. I'm getting stronger. But more importantly, a week and a half ago, I was 224 pounds. I'm 232 today, and there is no doubt in my mind that I'm leaner. Elisa said it to me yesterday. My God, I can't believe how lean you're getting. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm using peptides to help me lean out. I am using Fragment. I'm using patches. I'm using all sorts of stuff. I'm stacking the odds in my favor. But the fact remains that I feel, for me, that I have found the lowest effective dose. I can get in and out of that workout in under 20 minutes quite often, and I am growing and getting leaner. Now, what would you say to that?
Well, I would say welcome to the club, frankly. my whole thing, what I've been writing about since 1996, is what I refer to as, actually earlier than that, early 90s when I was writing for Hard Gainer magazine, abbreviated training. And, you know, I've gone through my workouts before. These are workouts that caused me to go from about 180 to 225 pounds. Strength increased to the point where I was setting national age group records in the bench press. I won five national age group bench press championships. That's United States National Bench Press Champion, drug-free competition in my weight class and age group, okay? So this stuff works. It makes you really big, really strong. And the workouts that were super productive for me, three times a week, first workout, five sets of squats, and that's from warm-up to my heavy set. Five sets of curls from warm-up to heavy set. 10 sets total, something for my gut, that's it. 11 exercises, it would take 30 to 45 minutes, and I was moving at a fairly casual pace. I could have picked it up, but I didn't want to.
Right.
No need. The next workout, 48 hours later, five sets of bench press, starting with a warm-up weight, working up, five sets of pull-downs, starting with warm-up weight, working up. That was it. Throw some gut work on, maybe, and I'm done. The next workout, deadlifts, start light, work up, again, five sets. Presses, overhead presses. I would usually do those on a high incline, about a 75, 80 degree high incline. Five sets, start light, work up. And when I say start light and work up, on bench press, for example, I would do 135 for five reps max as a warm-up, sometimes just one rep. So it's 135 for either five or for one, 225 for a single, 315 for a single, 365 for a single, and then I'd go for a heavy lift, which would be, you know, depending on my strength level, and that increased over time, that would be anywhere from 395, 400, 405, eventually on up to 430.
Okay.
Okay. That was it. Now, if you look at that, what am I doing? Five progressively heavier singles, only two of which are really heavy, only one of which is really heavy. And I'm building tremendous strength, tremendous size. Remember, I'm talking about a 40-pound gain.
And that's all you did, you're saying. And you got out of there after that.
That's all I did, and then I got out of there. I trained less than 2 hours a week. It was between 90 minutes and 2 hours a week. And you know, as I said, I was winning, you know, state powerlifting championships, regional powerlifting championships, setting national meet records in the bench press, American records in the bench press. In one drug-free powerlifting organization, I set world records in the bench press in the submasters age group, 220-pound weight class.
Wow.
Okay? And that was on training the bench once a week, doing one or two heavy sets, and the heavy sets were singles.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the effective dose? I mean, if you look at the total tonnage, it was minimal. If you look at the number of sets, it was minimal. If you look at how many heavy sets I was doing, not very many. If you look at how many times a week I would train a particular lift, it was once a week. Minimal. Harry Paschall, great Iron Game writer from the 30s,
Wait, hold it. I want to get back on our clock because we went over. Hold on to this. Harry Paschall.
Harry Paschall.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we come back. Let's talk about Harry Paschall. What's up on your blog right now, Brooks?
Well, interestingly enough, I put something up about ultra abbreviated workouts super strength.
What a timing piece. Okay, this is good. Let's delve into that too. We're going to talk about Harry Paschall when we come back with Brooks Kubik. Visit his website, read his blog, Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Reagan. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed surpass their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy, tell you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, as we delve deeper into this subject, you were about to invoke the name of Harry Pshaw.
Yeah, Harry Pshaw, great Iron Game author from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. I think it was in the late 40s or early 50s when people were really starting to gravitate towards the marathon, high-volume workouts.
Yeah, because the attitude is if a half hour is good, then an hour and a half is better, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, there was an article in Muscle Power magazine from back in like 1951, 52. That was one of the early Joe Weider magazines. Article appeared under the byline of, I believe, Armin Tanney, talking about how all the top stars at Muscle Beach were training, you know, 6 days a week, 7 days a week, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. And he ended by jokingly lamenting the fact that there were only 24 hours in a day, and he said, we need to legislate for a 40-hour day so we can train more every day. You know, which kind of shows you what the popular culture mentality was. Now, Harry Pshaw, he was in his 50s at the time. He'd been around for a long time. He started lifting when he was a teenager, and, you know, he knew what worked and he knew what didn't. And he said, and very interestingly, this is a quote that Arthur Jones picked up, resurrected, and put out to the world many, many years later when he was selling the Nautilus machines. Harry Pshaw said, rather than see how much exercise we can stand, we should try to see how much exercise we need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that optimal dose concept that you were talking about. Now, the interesting thing, you know, we were talking about the Colorado experiment. Just to jump back to that, Casey Viator goes from 220-pound Mr. America down to 165-pound guy who's been starving himself after having an illness, and he gains back a ton of body weight, you know, supposedly 50 or 60 pounds of muscle in 1 month, okay? Supposedly did that by doing nothing but short, hard, abbreviated, super high, super intensity workouts on the Nautilus machines. Okay. Now, I've used Nautilus machines. I've used those super duper high intensity workouts. I've done the one set to failure. I've done the pre-exhaust training. I've done the negatives. I've done the negative accentuate. I've done all of that stuff. Doing that, my body weight dropped from 180 to 165 pounds.
Wow.
The Nautilus machines did not work for Brooks Cubic. The Nautilus system did not work for Brooks Cubic. Maybe they worked for other people. I don't know. They didn't work for me. And the reason I bring that out is not to dump on the Nautilus machines. you know, I could care less. I mean, you know, Nautilus is essentially a dead company at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the machines are almost impossible to find and come by and use. And, you know, that's all ancient history. And if you're interested, read about it in Randy's book. He covers the topic in great detail. But my point is this. Let's assume it worked for other people. Carl, let's assume that that approach would be perfect for you.
Right.
It's your optimal dose. For me, doesn't work. My optimal dose is deadlifting, squatting, really heavy weights, low reps, multiple sets, because when you're doing really heavy weights for low reps, you've got to do a warm-up. You can't just do one set to failure with a super heavy weight. You have to do some warm-ups, particularly as you get older. You know, so my approach is different, but once I found that optimal dosage of exercise, and really, to get to the optimal dosage, you almost always go way lower than you think
and
you should be doing.
And that's the thing. The day that I walked out of the gym in 17 minutes, I almost felt guilty. But I said, no, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to do what I promised to do. I write my prescription in the morning before I get to the gym. The goal is to get done as quickly as possible. So I need to embrace this. But you're right. Because that's why it's counterintuitive. Because if you train,
exactly.
If you train intuitively, you will drive yourself into the ground. And here's why. And we'll get right back to your mm-hmm. topic, but I want to hit this. Your ability to train is unlimited. It's actually only limited by the time that you want to invest. If you wanted to, if you had the lifestyle that allowed you to dedicate a 4-hour block to anything you wanted to, and you wanted to go to the gym and train and do cardio, and then do this and do that and lift and spend 4 hours at the gym, you could do so. You could do it by free will of choice. So your ability to train is unlimited. However, your ability to recuperate and recover is limited. It is not unlimited. It is finite. It is not infinite. Your ability to train is infinite, but your ability to recover is finite. And so the analogy that I kept thinking of in the gym when I was training the other day was
mm-hmm.
imagine that Brooks and I were given the task of building a brick wall. Now, in order to build this brick wall, after letting it rest overnight, we have to tear down some of the bricks that we put up in order to come to, let's say, a fresh seam to start building from again. Let's just imagine that this is the way it has to be done, because this is the way it's done in muscle. Well, let's say my job was to tear down bricks and Brooks' job was to put bricks back in. The difference is that's my only job. Brooks has other jobs to do. He can only dedicate an hour a day to adding bricks. So I'm going in and I'm tearing down more than he can add back in the time he has available. The net result is the walls getting smaller and smaller until Brooks calls me and says, you know, I can work an hour a day. How many bricks do you tear down an hour? And I say, well, I tear down 20 bricks an hour. And he says, you know, why don't you just take 10 out? So when I put the 20 back in, we at least grow each day by 10 bricks. And maybe at some point in time, we'll finish this wall. And I say, wow, that's smart. I'm glad you called me. Now we figured this out. Unfortunately, your intuition doesn't poll your body and go, hey, you learn this by trial and error. If you keep going to the gym and doing it and it's not working, you can't keep doing it. And I say the first thing you should try before you change the style of training, before you change your protein powder, before you change your gym clothes, is start training less. If you spend an hour in the gym, try spending a half hour. Try spending 20 minutes doing that resistance training part. Do it for a couple weeks. Life won't lose ground. You'll still be here. You can always jump back in and beat yourself to death. But I predict if you do that for a couple weeks, you'll go, holy mackerel, is it my imagination or are my shoulders starting to pop up? My pec. You know what I found out, Brooks? And
what?
Keep in mind that I have historically gone into the gym and beat myself into the ground, okay? I'm walking out of the gym with the trained muscles feeling super pumped. I've never walked out of the gym feeling those muscles feeling super pumped. This is a totally new phenomenon. I trained back the other day. I couldn't sit up straight in my chair when I got to the studio because they were so fatigued and pumped.
Wow.
And I only trained back for 20 minutes as opposed to an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, people think the more they do, the better their results will be. And it doesn't happen that way, and it doesn't happen for a couple reasons. One is, the more training you do, the more you water it down. Because, again, you cannot train hard and heavy for a long, long period of time. Arthur Jones put it really well. You know, give this to him. You know, he said you can train long or you can train hard, but you can't do both. And I know there are people who go to the gym and they put in a reasonably heavy workout, a reasonably hard workout, and it lasts a long time. But it's not their absolute hardest, heaviest workout.
Right.
It's impossible to go for a long period of time if you're truly going hard and heavy. You just can't do it.
Yes.
You know, you can do one, but not the other. So if you focus on training for a long time, you know, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to train for 2 hours, I'm going to train for 3 hours, what do? Well, you end up, you do some heavy stuff, some hard stuff, and the other stuff is easy stuff. It's lighter stuff because that's the only way to get through a 2 or 3 hour workout, okay? So if you train less, you train harder and heavier. That's number one. Number two, the second problem with taking a long workout or with taking frequent workouts goes back to your analogy of building the wall. When you train, you're tearing down your muscle fibers. You need to rest in order to have them repair themselves and come back bigger and stronger, hopefully, than before. And that's the whole secret of strength training. You tear down muscle fibers, you rest, you grow bigger and stronger than before, you come back, you do it again, and you keep repeating the process. Well, if you train too often, you never have that recovery and recuperation happening. You just have the tearing down process, and you're talking about tearing down the wall. That's the analogy. Similarly, if you train too much, too long, you tear down way too much muscle fiber, you never even build back up to where you started. And so you have the phenomenon of someone who starts, you know, let's say they weigh 180, and they start on this super-duper six-day-a-week, two-hour-a-day training program, and they're doing tons of sets and tons of reps and tons of exercises. And what happens? They start getting smaller. They start getting weaker. They start losing muscle mass. They actually gain fat as a percentage because they're losing the muscle mass.
Right.
You know, their body fat percentage is going up, and it's all the result of overtraining. You know, they're pouring out too many stress hormones. They're doing all kinds of bad stuff to their body. They think, and again, this is why we call this counterintuitive, they think that the more they train, the better it's going to be, but it's not. The more they train, you know, after you hit your optimal level, by definition, anything else is less than optimal.
Right.
And your optimal level, it's almost always a lot less than what you think.
We have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to expand on this a little more, and I want to try to inspire people to try something different, try something they never tried before, and that is to get out of the gym much faster than you've ever done before. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. You can learn more about him by going to his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. And just a little while, we'll have Jeff Anderson on. We're going to talk about a different factor that affects your longevity, being able to defend yourself. Think about it. We'll be right back.
I confess I burned the hole in your mattress. Yes, yes, it was me. I plead guilty, and at the count of three, I pull back.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects.
effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about counterintuitive training, what I like to call the lowest effective dose. What if you could train a lot less and have better results? Would you still beat yourself into the ground anyway? Would you say, no, it can't be, it can't be. I've got to train longer. I love spending an hour and a half at the gym. Or would you use that time for something else? You know, Brooks, when I was a young man and I worked on the racetrack, there was a phenomenon. If you had a horse that for some reason they decided this horse was designed for longer races, right? And this horse spent a period of its career running in longer races and being trained for longer races. I'm talking about above 6 furlongs, a horse that runs a mile, mile and an eighth, that sort of thing. And then somewhere along the horse's career, the horse gets traded and claimed and so on and so forth. And the new trainer says, you know, this horse really should have never been running long. This horse is really a better horse for short races. Let's start training this horse for short races and working with this horse to maybe drop it into a race and people will be unfamiliar and will win. Well, there's a phenomenon that people who work on the racetrack know about. A horse will rate itself. When a horse is used to going long, they understand how long the journey usually is. And now if you want that horse to run a shorter race, this means that the horse has to develop and apply early speed. Interestingly enough, that early speed builds bigger muscles in horses, but that's not what I'm talking about here. What I am talking about here is that horse will take some time to understand, oh, the races are shorter. I don't have to save anything. Sure. I don't have to pace myself. I can blast off. And this takes time. When you start training shorter, don't expect like the clouds to open up and the sun to burst through and you go, oh my God, this is amazing. Look how much stronger I really am. You have to give yourself some time because your central nervous system has been programmed to pace itself, or as I call it in the race industry, rate itself. It takes probably a good 3 or 4 weeks of training like this before you walk in and you go, this is going to be hard, but it's going to be over fast, so I'm going to give it everything I've got right from the get-go. What would you say to that comment?
I'd say it probably takes more time than that to get used to it. And you're echoing something that I was thinking of during the break, which is we've been throwing a lot of stuff out there. One thing that people need to know and need to understand is if you've been training one way, your body needs time and your mind needs time to adjust to a new method of training. And so what you want to do is you want to figure out a way to gradually make your workouts harder, heavier, and shorter. But you need to do it in a logical, systematic, progressive fashion. For example, start by, you know, cutting 5 minutes off of every hour of training time. That can be your goal. And when you've done that and that feels comfortable, cut another 5 minutes off, you know, and work on down. Don't try to suddenly do the exact workout that you're doing now in 60 minutes, in 30 minutes. Do it in 55, and then 50, and then 45, you know. And similarly, just because I'm talking about heavy squats and deadlifts, don't go out and you know, load the bar up to however many hundreds of pounds and start doing heavy singles just because I'm talking about it. That's crazy. What you do, you know, if you're traditionally doing, you know, 4 sets of 10 or 4 sets of 12, something like that, you know, you want to start doing sets of 8. You want to start doing sets of 5. You want to gradually do a 5-4-3-2-1. You want to do sets of 3. You want to do a lot of different stuff before you load the bar up to those heavy singles. Okay?
Right.
You know, and similarly, if you've not been doing heavy squats, if you've been doing other leg exercises, start light, build up slowly and sensibly. Don't try to do it all overnight. That's a recipe for disaster. But Carl, I really think, you know, we were talking before the show. This is such a critical point, and I love the title you gave this of counterintuitive. Most people just are not going to accept that if they train less, they're going to get better results. They need to test it. And one thing that you need to do, you need to make your training progressive, meaning that you try to add reps, and then you try to add weight to the bar.
Right.
And the reason you do that is if you are getting stronger, if you're adding reps and then you're adding weight and you're keeping a workout journal, as we talked about on one of the earlier shows this year, if you're keeping a workout journal, if you're tracking what you're doing, the weights are going to be increasing. And what you'll find is if you train less, you're actually going to be able to add more weight to the bar more often, which means you're getting stronger faster. Okay, and that's a great way to determine, is this working? In fact, I can't think of a better way of doing it. You know, what we're talking about here is weight training. The name of the game is weight training, adding weight to the bar. And if you're gradually in a progressive systematic format, adding weight to the bar, it's working. And I would guarantee any of your listeners, with the sole exception of the people who are already doing short, hard, brief workouts, the kind that you and I are advocating on this show. I will guarantee that if you sensibly and intelligently and systematically reduce the workload, increase the intensity of the work, what you're going to see is poundage increases, which means strength increases.
Yeah.
And if you're increasing your strength, guess what? You're increasing your muscle size.
Yeah, I agree. I would ask those of you out there, who, even if you are making progress that you're satisfied with to experiment with this. Try shortening your workouts. Just try shortening your workouts. Try getting in there. Try cutting out some of the sets that are less productive. Go for a warm-up set. Go for a heavy set. Move on to another movement. Just try this and see if you don't notice a difference. And I'd like to hear from people if you do try shortening your routines and see that. I want to hear if you have negative results. I want to hear if you have positive results. I'm interested in finding out, because I think if we knew that we could get in and out of the gym, I mean, end to end, I mean, shower, sauna, the workout, the warm-up cardio in well under an hour, I think that we would all end up more productive. Because guess what? If you wanted to train a second time that day, you could. You could go do some cardio. You could do maybe work on a body part that needs a little emphasis or something like that. But if we could all get in and out of the gym faster and end up growing and getting stronger as well, isn't that the best of all worlds right there? I mean, do you really want to spend an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours in the gym every day? I don't think so. I mean, if you do, maybe then ignore my request entirely. Just do what you're doing.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the bottom line things here is training an end to itself? I mean, are you training to get bigger and stronger and leaner and better conditioned? Or are you training just because you like training or you don't have any other interests or hobbies?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, and you know, I've always done lots of things. I've always been really busy. I've never had lots of time to train, and so, you know, I've always had to do short, hard, heavy, abbreviated workouts. But you know, I find that if training is not progressive, if I'm not getting results, it's not fun.
Right.
And if you're getting results, it's hugely fun. I mean, you know, Carl, you're getting results.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I'm going to watch and see. I mean, it could just be because I changed up a little bit and I saw some initial results. Let's just see if it keeps building on itself. I mean, I was in and out today. Today was a slow day for me. I had a flat tire this morning. I had got sidetracked, and it took me 26 minutes to do my workout today, chest and shoulders. The other day I did a chest and shoulder routine in 17 minutes, and I'm telling you, I worked as hard, if not harder, than I did today. In fact, I worked harder because I rested less in between everything. Today I moved a little bit slower, but I'm going to keep trying it. This is my goal to find out for me, just for me, what is the lowest effective dose to build strength and build muscle. Hey, Brooks, I want to thank you for coming on the show today in very short notice, by the way, and visit Brooks Cubic's website. There's always great stuff to read there. Brooks Cubic, KUBIK.com. Check out the Legacy of Iron series of books. You want to read some fiction that really is amazing? Pick up a Legacy of Iron book today. Brooks, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, Carl, my pleasure.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to plug this real quick. You guys are going to be, you and Mike Mahler are going to be in the UK doing a seminar. Give the dates real quick.
I believe it's June 9 and 10. Go to Mike Mahler's website and look for the seminar, Dinosaur Training in London.
There you go. So if you want to meet Brooks in person and you are in the UK, here's an opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com, MAHLER.com, and sign up for the seminar. Thanks, Brooks.
Sure thing. Take care, Carl.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Jeff Anderson on, and we're going to be changing up the subject. This is something you normally wouldn't hear on the show, but I think it's important. We're going to talk about self-defense as a longevity effector. We'll be right back.
Acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com. www.triazole.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Yo. Yo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, we're taking this in a totally different direction than I have in the past, because we're looking for ways to improve longevity on this show, okay? So we've already talked about the importance of the paleo diet, supplementation, exercise. We've talked about telomeres and how they affect longevity. We talk about longevity and all the things that we can do to improve longevity. But you know what? You could be doing all of those things and something could happen. I mean, you get hit by a truck, or you could get hit by a guy as big as a truck. And obviously, these all have something to do with impacting your longevity. And my next guest is a fellow that I've known for a very, very long time, Jeff Anderson. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Carl.
Jeff manages a website called closequarterscombat.com. And just like it sounds, Jeff teaches people to defend themselves. Jeff, tell me your story, or tell my audience your story. How did you get started in combat training in the first place?
Well, I'd always been a big fan of martial arts growing up. And from the time of, you know, sitting there with my Cocoa Puff cereal and Cap'n Crunch watching Kung Fu Theater on Saturday mornings as a kid, to taking martial arts as at a very young age and then kind of growing up in the martial arts. But, you know, there's a big difference between kind of like the martial arts stuff. What I was really into it for was not really the kind of the flowery, like sport-based stuff.
Yeah, the artistic style of martial arts, right.
Right. I grew up as a very skinny kid. I was kind of pushed around a little bit when I was younger. And so for me, it was a big confidence booster that I could be able to defend myself at a very young age. So for me, I got into it from the standpoint of I wanted to be able to fight if I had to be able to fight. I also went into the military right after high school, and I was in the military for 10 years. And so, you know, I've kind of always had that coding inside of me for that warrior spirit and being able to be able to fight.
Now, you also did train, but fitness, you trained fitness in the military, didn't you?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, obviously every day in the military, you know, you're doing push-ups, you're doing pull-ups, you're doing all that stuff. So, I mean, it really programs you to be fit. I mean, let's face it, if you're on the battlefield, if you're fat, if you're overweight, if you're not in shape, and you've got to get from, you know, a bunker over to a tree in like 5 seconds because there are bullets flying at you, then, you know, the more out of shape you are, you're going to be dead very, very quickly.
Not to mention, if you're fat, you're a bigger target.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it's funny. I actually did a show not too long ago about the ensuing obesity problem because of lots of the politicians that are running for office and in office right now are totally ignoring the real problem with healthcare. And I actually had a Army recruiter on the show who openly said it's becoming more and more difficult for them to find recruits because these guys and gals are walking in and they're completely obese. And they'll tell them, look, you need to go home and drop X amount of pounds and come back. And he said 1 out of 5 that come in the recruiter's office now are actually recruitable. And the majority of the other 4 are because of, poor health and obesity. And I said, how many actually come back after they've lost the weight to join? He goes, virtually none of them. You know,
yeah,
they go away and they
surprising.
Don't. And he says a lot of them are trying to get into the Army to lose the weight because they feel like the Army will whip them into shape. So anyway, okay, yeah. So that's enough of that. So anyway, and you're right. Many of us see martial arts, on TV, and a lot of it is performed. It's almost spiritual artistry in of itself.
Or it's sport based. You know, you have the UFC that's really, really big right now and everything. And here's the thing, and here's where I tie it all together, because you know, you brought up fitness, you brought up, you know, longevity, you brought all this up. And here's the thing, is that it really does come down to, especially in men, we are hard coded to need to know how to fight. And the way I put it is, I call it the testosterone triangle. I mean, from the time that we were all walking around in little leopard skin thongs and back in caveman days, you know, we were hardwired for 3 things. One was that we wanted to be strong. We wanted to have muscle. It's not like we were out doing the bench press or anything, but basically the biggest, baddest guy of the clan, the guy who was the strongest.
The alpha male
was somebody who could also fight. Now, he fought not only to protect the clan from invaders and things like that, but also within the clan to be able to maintain the alpha male status. So you have, we, as guys, we like to be muscular. We like to be strong. There's number one, there's one point of the triangle. When you're big, bad like that, you feel confident that you'd be able to defend yourself or your wife or whatever. So let's keep it in the caveman status here. So you're able to fight. There's point number 2 of the triangle. Now, what happens when you're big, you're strong, you're seen as the alpha male protector? You get the mating rights with the hotties of the clan.
Right.
So, I mean, and as guys, we're hard-coded to want to be muscular.
Well,
not to
mention the fact that as hunter-gatherers, we will put ourselves in harm's way. So you had to be able to defend yourself. You know, I'm talking about even to an animal, if you're out there. So you're right. It all comes back. And unfortunately, society makes men feel bad for these traits. These are the traits that got us to this point. If it wasn't for these masculine traits, we would have been dinosaur poop a long time ago. But the fact that today in society, this attitude is frowned on, and quite frankly, the reason it's frowned on is not because men who know how to defend themselves are out there beating people up. Actually, in my humble opinion, and I'm not a sociologist, but I'm willing to bet it's the guys that feel insignificant. It's the guys that really can't defend themselves. It's the guys that deep down in the center of their soul, they feel the weakest. They're the ones that are beating up women and children. Because the guys who know that they can defend themselves, they're not bothering anybody because they're confident in themselves and they don't have to prove it to anybody else.
Well, that's important too, because
you know, being able to defend yourself, knowing how to fight, doesn't mean that you're out there picking fights in the local biker bars. It means that you do carry that quiet confidence with you. And I have been in situations where things could have gone, they could have gone nasty, and there was no fear, there was no hesitation, because I knew what I could do if I needed to, and it required, and allowed me not to have to escalate things. Because when people get in that pushy stage, or they feel like they've got to defend their ego or defend their woman in public or whatever, I've seen, and I've been in the security industry for a number of years as well, I've seen situations get really, really bad. You go to the bar, you go to the restaurant for the night, you just plan on having a nice evening, all of a sudden somebody's dead, or they're in the emergency room with a split open head. And it doesn't matter, you know, that's why, you know, I think it's really important that people learn how to do this stuff so that they don't have to get in fights. They don't have to use the skills that they learn. But when you're put in a situation where you have to, you damn well better know what to do. And it's not the shoving match that you did in high school. It's not the haymaker that you see. It's not even the mixed martial arts stuff that you see on television that's going to carry you out of an actual attack, because that's not the way real fights happen in the street, not at all.
Okay, let's do this. We have to take a quick commercial break, okay? When we come back, I want to talk more about the importance of understanding how to defend yourself and some of the things that you teach. And more importantly, we're going to tell you how to get a free DVD that will teach you how to defend yourself from the largest attackers. Because let's face it, if a little guy picks on us, we can do that. But it's when the really big guys pick on us that are much bigger than us that we start to wonder if we can stand up to the job. So we're going to be right back with Jeff Anderson from CloseQuartersCombat.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol,
bottle with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Aside from high blood sugar levels, a really big dude can definitely impair your longevity. Unless you know how to defend yourself. You know something, too? I'll tell you. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I've said that enough time where people probably think I am, but I'm not. And but I do believe that there are a lot of people out there who think that there is some sort of anarchy coming someday in the near future. I mean, people are buying guns and bullets like they're going out of style right now. People are expecting this country to turn into, you know, Night of the Living Dead at some point in time because of the dissatisfaction with the government. And, you know, you can list in the economic turmoil and the haves and the have-nots and all that sort of stuff. And while I'm not one of those people, I do believe that if there are enough of those people in the country, something will happen. Somebody will start something and something will happen. And this harkens me back to a time shortly after the Twin Towers were attacked by terrorists. And I had to fly to Israel a month later. And I remember sitting in that plane and thinking to myself, what would I do if somebody stood up with a box cutter? And now think about that, a box cutter. Like, would I not have the balls? Or perhaps I wouldn't have the balls because we are so civilized today that most of us don't even know how to avoid a punch, take a punch, or throw a punch. How many people in this audience right now, tell me the God's honest truth, and I don't mean like when you see when your buds, you punch them in the shoulder. How many of you in this audience right now in the past decade have really thrown a punch, meaning to like hit somebody and cause pain, break a bone, or knock them out? I haven't. Now, with that being said, I remember sitting on that plane, Jeff, and I remember thinking to myself, okay, if something happened, what would I do? And I looked up and I remember seeing that little oxygen tank, that little green oxygen tank that they have in the overhead that nobody can put anything in. And I thought, you know, I'll get up, I'll unlock that thing, I'll grab that oxygen tank, and I'll start swinging that sucker like a Louisville slugger. But I was planning it out. And that's when I realized, you know what? I am not prepared for something like that. What would I do? So I really think self-defense, for those of you snobs out there who are saying, oh, this is, you know, nonsense, you know, no, it's not nonsense. Because here's the thing. You have insurance on your home. You never have a fire. You pay that insurance for 40 years. Do you feel bad about it? No. Do you feel bad you didn't have a fire? No. Do you start a fire just to get even with the insurance company? No. But you had the insurance anyway, just in case. This is what self-defense is like. Knowing how to take care of yourself is like having insurance. You don't have to use it. You don't have to burn the house down to get to feel like you used it. But if you need it, it's there. So, Jeff, you don't teach people kata. You don't teach people form. You teach people how to take somebody down quickly, right?
Exactly.
So yeah. Can anybody do it? Can a woman do it? Can a little guy do it?
Absolutely anybody can, which is why, you know, our whole thing about being able to defeat a larger attacker really taps into a couple of different things. Number one, it does talk about the skills, because if you can take down a larger, stronger, more vicious attacker, then you can pretty much handle yourself in anything. But also, the reason why that's been the number one question of all the people in all of our training programs, and that comes up so very often, is because of something that you just said a little bit earlier, which is, you know, would I actually have the balls to be able to stand up and take this guy out if it were a hijacker or whatever it would be? And the fact is that most people don't. Most people get jacked up in a robbery or in a bar with a bully or at a restaurant or in a parking lot from some guy that you dented his car by mistake.
It's not even that. I'll give the perfect example. You got a really hot girlfriend like I do, and you have some idiot who makes a snide remark, hurts her feelings. So now you have to make a decision whether you get into a fight and not. And what does that mean? It's not just the fear of getting into the fight and getting locked up, but it's getting into the fight and getting your ass kicked on top of it in front of your girlfriend who you're trying to defend. Let's face it. I'm being honest here. Okay? Maybe nobody else is willing to say it, but I'm saying it.
Oh, totally. No, ego and I guess bravery, I guess you could say, has gotten a lot of men put into the hospital. For the most part, guys like you and I, we pay our taxes, we have our nice little white picket fence around our home. We're good, upstanding citizens. That's how we view everything around us. That's our framework for being able to comprehend this. But the people that you can find yourself up against in a parking lot, in a restaurant, in a bar, or any place, you know, they might not have that same reference. For them, growing up may not have been the nice little white picket fence. It was getting kicked out of them by their father, by kids in the playground. It could be anything, and that's how they have their framework. So for them, there's no question about if they're right up in your face that you're going to get jacked up. Whereas most people, 99% of the guys out there, when you got some bigger, badder guy snorting in your face, you know, you basically are resorting to praying, you know, or you think there's no way this guy's going to do it because I'm sure we can work this out. And no, they don't. Not everybody thinks that way. They see it as an opportunity, especially if they sense fear in you that you're not going to do anything. It's going to be one giant swing to your head and you're down. And then they walk away and you're left there, hopefully, and, you know, being able to stand back up at some point. But a lot of people don't. And we've seen this time and time and again in real fights caught on tape, people, you know, done from CCTV cameras and things like that. You know, kind of the victim mentality that goes into the, I hope nothing bad happens. Oh, shit, something bad really happened.
Oh, hey, Jeff, I didn't want to say anything before because we're going to bleep it, but this is not a censored. This is not
adult
content. That's okay. All right, we'll bleep them out. Don't worry about it. But
okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, so the I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, you were saying, you know, the guy takes the swing to your head. What do you do? And so, and this happens all the time, by the way. You know what? And the other thing is, you don't have to be Clint Eastwood either. If somebody gets in your personal space, you don't have to like, okay, I happen to know that I can kill this guy, so I'm going to go ahead and take him apart. You can actually still walk away and say, look, I don't want to fight you. But if the guy persists, if he leaves you no other options, at least you know that you can do it. You know, there are a lot of dogs, and I use this specifically because a lot of people own dogs, and I used to own an alarm company, so I can say this for fact. There are a lot of dogs that don't know what dogs in the wild know, that they're vicious. There are a lot of dogs that let burglars in and out of homes, big dogs that you'd be afraid of because it's been bred out of them. It's been bred out of us, too. We don't know how to defend ourselves anymore. This is something that was instinctive hundreds of years ago, for sure. Even just 100 years ago it was. But today it's not. So, Jeff, let me ask you some questions. What exactly do you teach people? You teach people like one-blow type techniques, like if somebody's doing this to you, you do that? Or is it more sophisticated than that?
Well, it's not as reactionary like that. The first and foremost we teach about is the mental fortitude, because you do have to get past that fear element. If you don't, then you can't get to the next step that I'll talk with you about. But for most people, when they go into that praying mode, that I hope nothing bad happens, or I'm sure this guy is going to be nice enough to let me get out of this, you need to understand that bad things happen to good people. And the way that I put it is, when we're thinking about ourselves, we maybe think like, okay, if I get punched, no big deal. But you have to look at it from the standpoint of, what if they don't stop with me? Especially if you're with a child or you're with your spouse or your girlfriend, then you have to understand that what if they don't stop with you and something happens to them? Now, what that does is that creates an instant mental trigger. Like for me, okay, if I get beat up, I know I'll recover. But if I have my son, I have a 9-year-old son, if he were behind me and I were the only thing standing between this eight foot tall monster in front of me and my son, you can damn well be sure I'm going to do everything in my power to kill this guy before he gets to my son. So that creates an instant trigger of protection that men understand right down to our very genetic coding.
Right.
So that's the first thing, is you have to get past that point of where you know you've got to know that you can take that shot if you need to. So then,
But doesn't that come from the confidence of knowing how to defend yourself in the first place?
Not necessarily.
Really?
I mean, even without technique at all. I mean, every guy likes to know that they would do something, whether they're just ineffective haymakers. Men, you know, we instinctively know how to fight. You can watch, you can go down and watch gorillas in the zoo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially the same thing. We go into that animal mode when the adrenaline's pumping and it's go time. It becomes absolutely, you can get absolutely vicious. And it doesn't require complicated techniques. In fact, we teach no complicated techniques, because those types of things that you'll learn that are very, like, complicated katas and things like that in martial arts are very, very hard to pull off in a real fight. Because the adrenaline's going, because you lose those fine motor skills, all you really have are gross motor skills, natural movements. So the first thing is being able to mentally, you know, flip that trigger and just go ballistic. But number two is you've got to know when to do that, because you want to be the one to strike first. Now, again, I'm not talking about being a bully. I'm not
talking
about going out.
But this is a good question. I've always thought that you didn't want to be the one that strikes first because of the law of defending yourself.
95% of the time, the first person to get in a strike is going to be the one that's going to win. Now, all you have to do is be able to communicate to the police and the ambulance people when they show up to drag this guy off that you felt like your life was in jeopardy, that
right.
you felt that your safety was in jeopardy.
Right.
And there are a lot of things that go into that. You know, for example, you know, you could maybe you thought that he had a weapon. If he's larger than you, you felt threatened because he was larger than you. He had friends with him. Any of those things will justify you being able to communicate. And all you have to do, and this is very, very critical from the legal standpoint, when the cops come to take your report, the first thing you say to them is, "I was in fear for my life."
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Not "he started it," or, you know, nothing like that. Is "I was in fear for my life." That's the very first thing that you say.
Right.
And you can communicate that even ahead of time. Like if you know, obviously you want to be able to try to talk your way out of it or whatever. So all you want to do when a bully comes up to you, let's say that he's in the parking lot or the restaurant, is you yell out really loudly, "Look, I don't want to fight you." Now,
right.
That does a couple of things. Number one, you want to draw attention to you.
Right.
Because bullies aren't so, you know, sometimes they're not such a big bully when they notice that everybody is watching them and you've just stated that you don't want to fight. Their next move is very, very critical.
Right.
If they back off, you've done your job. And a lot of times just that incredibly intense yelling out like that is so startling to their system that it shocks their central nervous system, and you'll see them flinch, you'll see them back off. At that point, you can yell at them again, and then you can keep your hands up and back off.
Right.
But if they advance toward you, you've just now told everybody around you, "Hey, look, I don't want to fight." When they're telling the police what happened, they say, "Look, the guy yelled out. He didn't want to fight." So you have all these things working in your favor. But if it does come down to go time, if this guy's advancing on you, then you do want to be the first one to throw that strike, because, like I said, most of the time the person that throws the first strike is going to be the one who's going to survive.
Right.
And don't just think that it's going to be one punch, like you're going to get
yeah,
one
right,
punch.
Yeah, right, right. So then you throw one punch in and you turn around and walk away.
Doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen.
No.
And not for them either. I mean, I've seen enough fights and gang fights where what happens a lot of time is when somebody hits the ground, you know, this guy and his buddies start stomping on you with their size 11, you know, work boots.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, bad things can happen to good people. Just curling up in a ball is not going to make things go away.
All right, look, we have to take a break, but let me go ahead and tell the listeners right now, you can get a free DVD. This is like this DVD that you're giving away for free. Just explain what it entails.
It's a full-blown DVD. You'll actually learn how to defeat larger attackers no matter what size you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter if you've never been in a fight before in your life. These are the very, very simple practices, and they're specifically designed to take out somebody who's bigger than you, stronger than you, and more vicious than you.
Okay, and you can get this free DVD by going to superhumanradio.com and looking on the top right-hand side in the column where all the banner ads are. You'll see a banner ad that says, to defeat large attackers, I think is what it says. You can get the free DVD. Now, I will tell you that it asks you if you want to sign up for a home certification course, which lasts, what, like 5 months? Jeff?
It's a 6-month total course and gives you every aspect of close quarters combat, from firearms training to multiple attackers to ground fighting, everything that you need to know to be a full warrior.
Now, if someone takes the free DVD, they're not obligated to go for the whole course, right?
Absolutely not.
They
so when
cancel.
You sign up for the course, you take a look at it, check it all out. If you don't like it, let us know. We give all of our contact information there. And then you can keep the free DVD, nothing else.
Now, what if somebody wants to do half of the course? Can they do that?
You can go as long as you want in the course. It's all done in succession, in the areas that we feel are best done in succession. And you can stop at any time in the course. And
that's very cool.
It ends at 6 months.
But you do get the free DVD, and you do learn something from the free DVD that may
Absolutely.
Actually save your life and improve longevity right there. Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Jeff Anderson. You can also visit his website, closequarterscombat.com. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I have never endorsed a training guide before the Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used the Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio
Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a source companion. People feel it everywhere.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Lift your hands and voices. Free your mind and
we're talking to Jeff Anderson from CloseQuartersCombat.com. So, the DVD that we're offering my audience today, the free DVD, will give them, it's not a leader to other DVDs. This is part of the course right there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's an all-encompassing hand-to-hand combat course.
Okay, and you can go to superhumanradio.com and look for the banner ad. It's right on the homepage at the very, very top of the page. And actually what it says is, I'm trying to get to the page right now. I should have had it down already. But what it says is, it's got a picture of a big brute, and it says, free self-defense DVD, how to defeat large attackers. So check that out. Okay, tell me some stories about people who have taken your courses. Maybe somebody who took your course and then wrote you and explained how it benefited them. I'm sure you've been doing this for a long time, right?
We've been doing it a long time. We deal with military. We deal with law enforcement. We have a number of people that are within our organization.
Now, that's interesting. You deal with law enforcement. You would think that law enforcement is learning these kind of tactics. They're not, huh?
Well, for the most part, they're not. It's gotten much, much better, but because the law enforcement has started to realize just how important it is for them to be able to, I guess, know what the bad guys on the street actually know, which is really important because they don't have to follow by the same rules. Law enforcement has to follow rules. Military has to follow rules. And for the most part, both systems or both of those areas have been behind the times with being able to keep up with things. For the most part, it's always been basically karate 101.
Right.
I remember when I went through basic training in the military, we learned side kicks. We learned reverse punches. It was straight up karate stuff that I'd learned before I even got into the Army that, we've seen really does not work in a real fight. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't help you to some extent, that going and taking karate classes and stuff like that aren't going to give you that one-on-one type of interaction with having somebody in front of you that you're sparring against. Is that helpful? Yes. But the techniques that you are really going to use in a real fight where your life is on the line are not the same things that you're going to be doing in that karate class.
Okay, so with that being said, and what you're saying is that the law enforcement individuals, they can learn some of the techniques that they may encounter. Is it okay for them to use some of this stuff, or is this are they restricted from what type of force that they can use?
They are restricted, but here's the important part. For example, eye gouging. Now, if a police officer gouges the eyes of a perpetrator while they're on the ground or something like that, if they feel like they're if they're defending their lives, like if you have somebody on that has you on the ground,
yeah, they're pulling your gun. You're pulling your gun out
exactly.
of your holster, right?
Yeah, it's very hard for. I mean, they might have you on the ground. They might be on top of you. You might even be fighting multiple attackers. You're justified to do whatever you need to do to be able to save your life there because you're being attacked. Now, you wouldn't go up to some guy and, hey, buddy, you have to get out of the car and then gouge his eyes. Those are more of the obvious stuff. But the thing is this, and this is why, we catch a lot of hell for showing people how to actually kill somebody. We even have a module in the Close Quarters Combat Program on quick kills. Now, this is important from a legal aspect as well as from your being able to defend yourself. Because, number one, you might be in a situation where you have to take a life in order to save your life. That's really, really hard for
people. Yeah, we hope it never happens, but it could happen.
It could absolutely happen. And even if it's not on purpose, I've seen people that have been beaten to within an inch of their life. inadvertently. People don't understand just how frail the human body is. And when people start stomping on somebody's head and kicking them in the head, all it takes is one of those shots to really kill somebody.
Right.
So you might be in a situation where if you're facing multiple attackers, guys that are bigger and stronger with you, that might be armed with weapons, baseball bats, or whatever it might be, your life is in jeopardy. Don't think that, you know, they're going to take it easy on you. Because when the adrenaline's pumping, their brain is not thinking logically. It's thinking kill. Think about gorillas. It's the same exact thing. They just go freaking ballistic.
Okay, now, so, what about the throat? Is the throat really the go-to spot if you want to kill somebody? I mean, you realize that this is it. Like, let's say somebody's got you in a compromised situation. They've got a gun to your head. You've just seen them shoot somebody else. You feel like you're next in line. And you have one shot, just one shot. Is it true that if you can get a clean punch to the throat as hard as you can, that you can take that person down with one punch?
Well, you can, but getting a shot to the throat, because it's so vulnerable, is oftentimes very hard.
Really?
Well, because the natural instinct for the body is to be able to protect those spots that are the most vulnerable. So typically what happens is when somebody is in a defensive posture, if they think that they might be attacked, the chin gets tucked down to protect the throat. That's one of the reasons why it's there.
Right.
So it can be very hard to actually get in a shot to the throat. A better shot is actually on either side of the throat, on the neck. So
really?
Right along the carotid artery, you can get in a shot there. And we're not talking quick kill, but we're talking about practically an instant knockout.
Really? Is,
oh,
that, because, yeah. Is that because of the hemodynamics to the brain when you... When
absolutely.
You... Wow.
Yep. And so what you're doing is you're really attacking the central nervous system as well, and you can get an instant knockout that way. And it's very, very easy to hit. It requires no real effort whatsoever. It doesn't take that much pressure. And it doesn't matter how big their neck is. And that's what we look at. When we look at, you know, guys can go to the gym. They can be straight out of the prison, you know, iron pumping yard. They can be, you know, 300 pounds of stacked muscle. But there are no machines that I know of in going to the gym for the eyes, for the throat, for the groin, for, you know, for the kneecap. You know, you can have gigantic legs, but, you know, one swipe to the side of the knee, you take out their structure. If they
right.
can't stand, they can't fight.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And they can't come after you.
What about when I was a young kid, my dad used to talk about the rabbit punch in the back of the neck. You know, is there really such a thing as the rabbit punch, a rabbit punch where you can, it's like a chop into the back of the neck where you can knock somebody out pretty quickly, or is that BS?
No, there actually is a spot, and there's a pressure point in the back of the head, and it's actually something that's learned in prison, believe it or not. And in fact, there was a news story that I remember seeing of a guy that was out of prison. We talk about this in our quick kills, our module number 6. A guy came out of prison, and he was on a softball team. And they lost this. Apparently, it was a pretty vicious softball game. But you know, they were lined up after the game. His team lost. I guess he'd gotten into it somewhere along the lines during the game with somebody else. And as they were going by, saying good game," you know how you'd line up like in Little League. He turned around and punched the guy in the back of the head and killed him instantly.
Did he mean to?
He didn't mean to kill him, I don't think, but. You know, that's what I'm saying. In prison, they don't learn the, you know, here's how you shove somebody around, or here's how you poke them in the eye. You learn
right.
how to kill somebody.
Right.
So it's ingrained in these people. That's why I mean, you don't know who you're facing. You don't know if that guy that you dented his car in the parking lot is out of prison. You have no clue. And for them, they don't mess around. They learn. It's instinctively programmed
but,
inside
and
of them.
But I gotta tell you something, Jeff. I gotta tell you, I don't think they have to be out of prison to be a-holes. I mean, I encountered some a-holes recently, and, you know, and see, I just walk on, and then you question, gee, should I have said something? Nah, I shouldn't. But
no.
I don't think they have to be out of prison for you to find yourself in a situation where you're going to get, you know, hurt possibly, unless you do something. And doing something doesn't have to be, like I said before, that you turn into Dirty Harry and you're like, okay, punks, I'm going to take you out. It could just be, you had tried everything you could do to avoid it, and now you have no other choice but to defend yourself, and that's what this is all about.
Right, but you have to always assume that, because most people assume that nothing bad is going to happen. You have to assume that the worst is going to happen. You have to be able to recognize when that trigger point is that you've got to need to do something. And you need to not underestimate the level of threat that you have. It's better to overestimate the level. So you don't know if that person that, you know, you're right, hopefully they're just somebody who is a loudmouth or whatever that doesn't know how to fight. However, you could be up against somebody who does know how to fight. And that's the whole point, is that out on the street, there's no karate. It's not like the gangs are going out there and saying, hey, let's practice our katas today. They learn from the very first fight that in order, if you want to win, if you don't want to be laughed at by your buddies or killed in the street, you've got to get absolutely brutal. We're talking about stuff that most guys don't see as quote-unquote gentlemanly
right.
or the right way to fight. In fact, you know, even in our YouTube videos, I get tons and tons of comments on my YouTube videos saying, you know, oh, you big sissy, only girls, you know, kick to the balls or whatever, you know. It's like
right.
wrong. People learn, you know, guys on the street, these are the things that they're going to use. And the reason why they use them is because they work. Because that's what means that they're able to walk away from the fight the victor. And they don't care that it looked good or that, you know, they were the gentleman. All they know is that you're lying on the ground in a puddle of blood and they're not.
You know what? There's an old saying, and it's very, very true. All is fair in love and war. And a fight is nothing more than a war between two individuals. We have to take our last commercial break. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your free self-defense DVD today. Check it out. And check out Jeff's website. Of course, Close Quarters Combat. It's quarters or quarter?
Quarters with an S.
Quarterscombat.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. And this one right here,
I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boost patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. I'll tell you why I'm really interested in this course, Jeff. It's because sometimes I watch these TV, like I'll watch the news and they'll talk about somebody who was attacked and everybody just stood there looking. And I know that when somebody else is attacked by an abusive spouse or partner or just a confrontation that shouldn't have happened and somebody is, you know, taking advantage of somebody who's weaker, we all know it's wrong. And we all want to do something. But quite often, none of us have the confidence that we have the skills or the know-how to stop it. So people look and they weigh it out. They think, oh, my God, that's horrible. Look at that poor woman being beaten by her husband. I know I should do something. But what could I do? This guy looks really angry. And he's in the full throes, and I've got a house, and I've got kids, and I can't afford a lawsuit. But more importantly, if I get in there with him, he may end up kicking my ass, too. And then what am I going to do? And, you know, it's like, and then all those thoughts go. And so while you're thinking that, you're just standing there looking. A guy or a gal who knows that they have the skill set, the aptitude, and the training to defend themselves, They can actually think about jumping in and go, all right, look, if I jump in here, I got to be prepared, but I know what I need to do. I can really take this person down quickly. And they can actually go to the rescue of that person. We all want to be heroes deep down inside. We watch these stories about heroes. We think, Chino, I wonder if I would have done that. And
I don't know about that. I mean, that's a hard one because I believe that there are people that are either hardwired to be heroes and there are people that aren't. And I don't know if it's upbringing or what it is, but just, you know, the Twin Towers are a good example. There are those people that ran toward the towers. There are people that ran away from the towers. And I think that for some people, you can't help but step in. I've been in lots of situations like that. I've seen, you know, like car accidents. I was there. I saw it. I jumped in to go, you know, get somebody out of the car, help them out with medical, so whatever, and there were other people that were just standing there. And it wasn't because I had any expert knowledge or anything. It was just because inside of me, I have to go and do that. Now, maybe that was the military, too. I mean, that might also be just my programming of, you know, of being in the military. But I think that for a lot of people, it's not necessarily like I don't know what to do. It's some people are just hardwired that they won't do anything, and other people are going to jump in regardless of whether they know what to do or not. And that can actually harm you. I'm not saying do or don't do it. I'm saying it's kind of more of a personal
choice. If you don't know what to do and you have that hero gene, you could actually get yourself in trouble.
Absolutely.
So you really have a responsibility to know what you're doing.
Look at police officers. I mean, you know how many police officers go to like a domestic dispute to go help out and end up getting, you know, stabbed by the wife that was getting beat, or, you know, anything can happen. They're there to protect, they're there to help out, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So you can step in on somebody, and I've done that before where I've had to step in on a woman getting beaten up by her boyfriend, and you're right. Fortunately, I knew what to do, and I was able to take him out and let her escape, whereas somebody else might not have been. It's a hard decision to make, but you're right. If you do make that decision and you know who you are, whether you're that type of person to jump in and help somebody out, but you still have to know what to do. You have to have the skills to back up what your intentions are.
All right, let's talk about the DVD for just a second. Will anyone find the DVD offensive? Is the DVD done completely in a completely educational way?
Well, as you've already seen, I have a tendency to to use Army language with some four-letter words here and there. But for the most part, that's not in the DVD. However, I do recount a personal story of mine where I was in a situation where I had to decide whether to act or not act. That's in there. So
okay.
There's some four-letter words at the very end of the DVD.
And do you differentiate the training between men and women, or is it all the same for everybody?
It's all the same for everybody. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It has to be we geared it so that it could be handled by anybody. So if you're, you know, an 80-pound guy who, you know, has very little muscle and is very meek, or if you're an older person, it's the same as if you were, you know, perhaps a woman who doesn't have as much muscle tone or doesn't have even the natural aggressive instinct that men are really kind of programmed with. They find it when they're attacked. It's just a matter of being able to channel your fear and your adrenaline into the power behind the actual techniques that will work to be able to stop somebody instantly.
Can you really be effective against somebody who has a gun? Do you really think that that's possible? I mean, you mentioned defense against arms as well, right?
Right, exactly. The answer is yes, you can be. But, I mean, let's face it, you can't karate chop a bullet. You know, if you have to be within there's a lot of misperceptions about guns. You know, for the most part, you know, if you're away from them at a certain distance, the best thing to do is turn around and run.
Right.
Because very few people, even standing there in front of a paper target, you know, with your goggles on and everything going, most people don't know how to shoot very well. And especially if they're just trying to shoot you as you're a moving target running away from them, most people can't shoot you. So you're better off if you're within a certain distance and somebody pulls a gun out, you're better off just turning around and running. If you have somebody that has a gun and they're about, you know, 9 or 10 feet away from you, lunging after them to try to disarm them, you're most likely going to get shot if it's loaded. So you have to be in very close quarters to them. You have to be able to know what you're doing because most people don't. And they try pulling the gun away, and all it does is pull it toward their body, and they get shot that way.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Just take the gun and press it against your chest so he can pull the trigger faster.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, this is really great information. I know that you're doing good work. I'm sure that you've had lots of people out there who have taken your course, and it probably has helped them in a lot of different ways. People can learn more about this by going to superhumanradio.com and looking for the banner ad. On the very, very top middle of the home page, it says free self-defense DVD, how to defeat larger attackers, meaning larger than you. And, you know, I think this is really important. Personally, we were looking at different things that affect longevity, accidents like getting hit by a car. Obviously, there's things you can do about that. You can't always do something about somebody who wants to pick a fight with you other than fight. And if you're going to do that, you need to be prepared in some way, shape, or form. Even if you get two or three tricks out of these DVDs of how to stop somebody quickly, and those are your go-to moves, then you've gotten something. You've gotten more than you started out with, and you will be able to protect yourself. So check it out. Listen, Jeff, I want to thank you for being on Super Human Radio. You know what reminded me about you? I got a message on Facebook one day saying, I just listened to this YouTube video, and either that's your voice, Carl, or you have a twin out there. And I did those voiceovers for Jeff, what, like 6 years ago or
yeah,
something
it was
like
about
that?
6 years ago. I had to use that golden voice, man.
Yeah, there you go. So this is great. Listen, Jeff, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Totally my pleasure, bro.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, so also want to thank Brooks Kubik for being on today. Please visit his website, BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. He does have some great stuff in his blog today, ironically, right on target with the discussion that we had on the show today. Try it. I would challenge anybody out there to try it. No matter what's been working for you, try cutting your training time in half. If you normally train an hour, train for a half hour. Get everything done in under a half hour. I've had some really intense 17 and 20-minute workouts lately where I have moved a lot of weight in a short period of time by moving quickly between sets and reps. And I got to tell you, my body is already starting to show the difference. I will have some new pictures updated on my blog. I do have to update my training log. I will do that probably this weekend. and take some new pictures so people can see the amount of progress that I've made so far since I started keeping my training log on the website. Don't forget, tomorrow is another installment of the roundtable discussion on the acquisition of strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. We've got a great show planned then. And then, of course, Elisa Profumo is working already on Casual Friday. We've got some great stories lined up for Casual Friday as well. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.